You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
That didn't say Armed Canadian Radio, did it? Nor did it say Armed European Radio, did it? No, sir. It says Armed American Radio because here in the U.S. we have the constitutional right to keep and bear arms and a constitution that recognizes our American birthright to do the same. Welcome, everybody. My name is Mark Walters, the Ordinary Guy columnist, your host for this evening's broadcast and every broadcast of Armed American Radio. This show is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, the flagship publication of which is Concealed Carry Magazine. It is the ultimate resource for the armed citizen. My producer tonight is Mr. Sean Young. If you would like to participate in the program, please feel free to call us at 877-956-9566. Tease that one more time, 877-956-9566. You can also email me live on the air at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and we'll read your email live. Please, please, please keep them on topic so that we can get to you. My friends, it was a wild ride here at Armed American Radio this week. We are outgrowing our britches and steadily marching across the nation, bringing freedom to the airwaves in every corner of this great country. So walk with me here. I'd like to welcome our newest listeners, WKEU 1450 AM and 88.9 FM in Griffin, Georgia. Welcome. You are on the Armed American Radio Network, and it is a pleasure to have you joining us, believe me. WLBB 1330 AM in Carrollton, Georgia. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. Also a pleasure to have you join us, believe me. KSCB 1270 AM in Liberal, Kansas. You are now on the Armed American Radio Network, and welcome to the broadcast. WCLM 1390 AM in Lansing, Michigan, tonight, live, 2 hours. Boy, I've water skied up there in your neck of the woods. Spent a lot of time up there in Michigan. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. Welcome to the broadcast. It is truly a pleasure to have you folks up in Michigan joining Freedom on the airwaves tonight. There's more. Wait. If you're up in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, I have great news for you. If you're picking up the live feed tonight on the internet, not much longer, folks. Listeners in Olympia, Washington will be able to pick us up live beginning next week for 2 hours, starting October 4th on Megatalk 920 KGTK and in the Puget Sound area in Silverdale, Washington on Megatalk 1400 KITZ. If you are in Thurston, Pierce, Kitsap, Mason, or King County areas, you will be able to pick up this broadcast on Megatalk 920 or Megatalk 1400 live for 2 hours beginning next week. Congratulations. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. And there's more. Arizonans, this is great stuff here. Arizona, you will soon be on the Armed American Radio Network. That beautiful free state that was born of the gun and whose history is just steeped in the traditions of the right to keep and bear arms. My favorite state in the nation, as listeners on this broadcast have heard me say many, many, many times here on Armed American Radio. I expect to be announcing a great and beautiful city in Arizona next week. Stick with us. You don't want to miss that, folks. Arizona is the place to be, and we are getting there. And there's more. And this one is very, very near and dear to my heart. I received a call from the program director at Mountain Talk 97 in Mountain Home, Arkansas on Thursday with some, what sounded like some disturbing news. Mountain Talk has been carrying this broadcast since its inception as a satellite broadcast back in, sometime in August, I guess. And I got a call from Mr. Scott Ramos, the program director up there. And you can imagine my disappointment when he informed me he could no longer carry the broadcast at its scheduled time. And when I asked him why, he said that he had been getting a lot of complaints, and it was time that he needed to let me know what those complaints were. So I asked him for specifics, and yes, they were indeed receiving complaints from people wondering why they were only getting 1 hour instead of two. Mountain Talk 97 listeners, you did it. We are now feeding your head with two solid hours of Armed American Radio live right now. Welcome to the full broadcast. You did it. Thank you very much as we continue our march. What a week. It's awe-inspiring. but it's also just the beginning as we grab America by the airwaves, literally, and shake some truth and common sense back into this country. You know, regular listeners will have to bear with me for just a second because I want to let our newest listeners in on what this program is all about. This is Armed American Radio, ladies and gentlemen, where we will never, ever lay down at the feet of the anti-gun establishment media, where we speak the truth about your American birthright to keep and bear arms, the truth the media will never tell you that they're scared of, and you have found the home of the Second Amendment, which is never up for debate on this broadcast. It says what it means. It means what it says. This program and I believe that you have, a social obligation and a responsibility to be armed with a firearm at all times it is legal. I am at a loss to understand the man or woman who has no means of defending their family from the evil that walks among us. I don't know. As Ted Nugent once famously said, maybe it's me, but I don't get it. I believe you have the social obligation and the social responsibility to be armed with a firearm at all times it is legal. I've had to use my weapon to defend myself without firing a shot. I hope it never happens again. So no one's ever going to tell me that I don't have that right. We're going to feed your head with the facts, training tips, weapons tips, safety issues, books, products, and everything else related to lawful concealed carry by law-abiding citizens. So kick back, turn it up, get involved. Armed American Radio is in your neighborhood. The prescription for freedom has arrived at your radio dial, and the doctor is in the house. Folks, last week was an unbelievable program. Mr. Gabe Suarez of Suarez International, he joined us for the first hour, and an amazing interview it was. He is a wealth of information, and I can assure you that we are in negotiations right now with Gabe to bring him back on this broadcast. His schedule is very hectic. I've read your emails. I know you want him back. There's a lot to talk with him about. Folks, we're working on that, so be patient. We'll have him back on. He'll be here. The Mad Ogre joined me and answered for us the age-old question. In the event you missed the broadcast, go pick it up on the podcast at armedamericanradio.org. But he answered the age-old question, Ginger or Marianne. So go get it. That was a fun program for certain. Coming up tonight is going to be a good one as well. We've got noted self-defense attorney and author of the Florida Firearms book, Mr. John Guttmacher. John will be here to discuss self-defense, the law, and his book. And I'll tell you what, that book sits on my shelf in several editions. If you live in Florida and you are you have a concealed carry permit, you need that book. That book needs to sit on your shelf. If you don't live in Florida, odds have it you're probably going to travel there on vacation from time to time. If you take a firearm, make sure you read this stuff. John says it like it is, and he's going to tell us like it is when he comes on in just a few minutes. Also tonight, Mr. Alvin Pettit of Strike Back Technologies will be joining me later in the first hour to discuss various forms and methods of non-lethal self-defense. If you're interested in carrying a weapon but you don't feel comfy carrying a gun, this info is for you. Even if you do carry a gun, this info is really useful for you for the times maybe that you're not able to bring your firearm because you are a law-abiding citizen. Yet again, another mantra of this program. If you're a convicted felon, turn the dial, go watch a sitcom. Let's repeat that. So the anti-gun squatters out there can drill this into their heads because sometimes they need things drilled into their heads because they don't get it. This program is for law-abiding citizens who want to have the means to defend yourself and your family. During the second hour, criminologist Tom Powell will join me to talk about some of the FBI uniform crime stats that George Hill and I, the Mad Ogre, used a couple weeks back, maybe 3 weeks back on this program, and he's going to give us some tremendous insight on those crime statistics, what they mean for you as a gun owner, what they mean for you as a possible victim, all kinds of things. Statistics, we generally don't like to talk about them. I personally don't like to talk about them very often. The reason I don't is because they can be twisted around. Hey, guys, you've seen it before. Guys, gals, the anti-gun media will take a statistic and twist it around. We don't like to talk about them, but we have to on these FBI crime stats. You'll find out why in the second hour. Finally, to close out this week's broadcast, Ms. Kathy Jackson was supposed to be joining me, but she couldn't due to some personal reasons, so we anticipate having her on next week. Kathy is the managing editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, a very close friend of mine, the proprietor of CornerCat.com. CornerCat.com. Check out that site. It's one of the most popular sites on the internet for women and guns. And if there's a woman in your life that carries a gun or wants to or is thinking about it, or doesn't, and you do, send them there. A wealth of information, a treasure trove of information regarding the ARM lifestyle, especially for women. And what we're going to do is we're going to replace Kathy on the second hour with Dr. Bruce Eimer. And he has been on this broadcast a number of times and will continue to be on this broadcast a number of times. So stick around. We got a good one. I ran my gator a little bit long, but we'll be back with attorney John Guttmacher right after these messages. We'll be right back, everybody. You're on the Armed American Radio Network.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Thank you.
back to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters, the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine. You can visit us at usconcealedcarry.com. You can also check us out at armedamericanradio.org. You can dig into my blog at theamericangunfighter.com, and we'll tease a few more of those things out there later, some really fun places to go. Before I bring my first guest in, John Guttmacher in Florida, regular listeners will remember that last week you probably noticed that I gave out, we have adopted Lance Corporal Samuel Rouse here of Charlie Company, 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit. He has, in fact, been deployed. You may remember he called this program. I'm in regular contact with his father. He has, in fact, been deployed. And his address, and I'm going to read this again later on in the broadcast, because we want to get him some care packages from home and get that unit he's with, those heroes that are out there defending our family, my family, and your family. First LARACO, 3rd PLT, Unit 40603, FPOAP 96610-0603. And we will mention that again later in the broadcast, and eventually we're going to get a site up where we can draw some donations in and feed those heroes and give them a taste of home. I would like to welcome John Guttmacher to the program. John, is I've read John's material for years as a resident down in Florida. Mr. Guttmacher is a Florida criminal lawyer with over 25 years of criminal trial experience in the state of Florida. He has tried well over 100 jury trials, including first-degree murder. John also handles a variety of criminal cases. His practice is primarily devoted to those charges involving firearms, weapons, and self-defense issues, including NFA violations, machine guns and silencers, etc., as well as handling cases involving falsified charges, resisting arrest, theft, aggravated assault, and fraud. He is most noted as well for his book, The Florida Firearms, Law, Use, and Ownership. John, welcome to Armed American Radio. It is truly a pleasure and an honor to have you on the broadcast.
Thanks, Mark.
Sir, your book has sat on my shelf for a number of years. I've got a number of editions of it. I was a resident of Tampa for a long time, and it's a very hard-hitting piece. It tells people, I remember your comments on test cases and things of that nature. Can you tell us first off about your practice and then what led you into writing that book?
Sure. Well, I mean, my practice is primarily criminal law. I don't take a lot of cases during the year anymore. I take maybe 10 to 15 cases at the most a year. I handle two or three cases a year involving ATF revocation issues with, licensees. And when I say licensee, I mean a federal firearms licensee. And I handle a fair amount of criminal law that deals primarily with firearms and weapons issues like aggravated assault, carrying concealed firearms. And I run the gamut of everything else if somebody wants to hire me and knows who I am. So, what? I mean, that's basically the practice. But as far as getting involved in writing the book, that's quite a story in and of itself. It goes back to 1992. At that time, my ex-wife said it's time to move from Fort Lauderdale because we just had our first child and we had another one on the way, and she didn't think that was the place to raise him. And at that particular time, I had time to write a book, and because I was closing down my practice so I could move to Orlando. And I had written one book already on Florida criminal law for a layman and had a publisher for it, but every month there was another delay in why it wasn't getting published, and I saw the firearms issues becoming more and more prevalent. I thought that it was going to be a very important issue that deserved a book of its own. So I withdrew permission to publish because I thought there'd be a conflict with some of the chapters. And I started working on the firearms book. And that took anywhere from 10 to 16 hours a day. It took 2,000 hours of research. It was the kind of thing that when it was done, hadn't the slightest idea whether we would sell one copy or not. Borrowed some money from my ex-wife to publish it, and then went to every gun show that there was for 3 years straight marketing it. And it turned out to be, you know, quite a good seller. And it changed the thinking, I think, in Florida on what the law really was, because nobody really knew what the law was. You got a different answer from everybody, and almost everybody was incorrect.
Well, so you know, I'm going to guess that the new law, the Castle Doctrine, that passed in Florida also radically changed, you know, what you wrote. I know you had new additions to that come out. Is that right?
Yeah, we actually, there have been three additions that have hit that law. The law came out in 2005. There weren't a lot of appellate decisions on the law till, I would say, really 2008. And those mostly concern the immunity issues, and they're being litigated right now. It's something that the law itself is fairly clear, but the real problem is still the mandatory minimum sentences on almost all firearms crimes, where, you know, the problem with the law is, yeah, it gives you protections, but what if there's an issue on the material facts? What if some person says that's not what happened? All of a sudden you have a factual issue, and factual issues usually go to juries, and then you're facing a mandatory minimum prison sentence, even if you've never committed a crime in your entire life. It's a very scary place to be, and those are the crimes, at least those are the charges that I seem to get most of the time, and those are cases that have to be handled very, very delicately, because you don't want your client to be paying the price for your mistakes. You know, these are not criminals. These are honest citizens who are trying to do the right thing, and all of a sudden you got a prosecutor or a police officer who doesn't really agree with their right to carry.
Now, let's talk about that for just a second, John, because aggravated assault, I come from Florida, and aggravated assault, if I believe, at its lowest form on conviction, carries a three-year mandatory minimum. Is that correct?
That's right, and
okay,
you serve all 3 years of it.
Yeah, it's mandatory. It means mandatory in Florida, and they don't play games. Now, tell me something. Why is it, you said that you see more of those. Why is that? Tell us what constitutes aggravated assault.
Well, let me just clarify one thing. I don't see more of them. I mean, they're out there. They've been out there all the time. But aggravated assault is an assault with a deadly weapon, and an assault is an intentional threat to do bodily harm to another person imminently, in other words, on an immediate basis. So it's usually, in most cases, it's the pointing of a firearm at another individual in a threatening manner.
Which would seem why.
Most of the time. And then if you're doing it lawfully, in other words, to defend yourself or defend your property or whatever, then it's no longer an illegal act, but it becomes a question of fact. Did you actually do it, you know, lawfully, or didn't you do it lawfully?
Yeah, and it seems like a popular crime that the cops are going to charge you with. John, I hope you can stick with us as we go into this next break. We'll be right back with some more questions for John Guttmacher right after these messages, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe.
So now is the time to act.
If you need a partner to work on your behalf,
call now to get maximum savings off your debts.
Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191.
800-804-0191.
If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
In an era where our destiny is shared, power is no longer a zero-sum game. No world order that elevates one nation or group of people over another will succeed. That is the future America wants. That is your President Obama putting you on par with Hugo Chavez's land and Fidel Castro's land. And we'll see what America wants in 2010, folks. We are back with John Guttmacher. John, welcome back to the broadcast.
Thank you.
When I want to set something up here, and I know it's very difficult to do, and I don't want to try to corner you here, but I just want to get an overall opinion. It would seem to me that when you get a case from someone, you're talking about a good law-abiding citizen who's probably never gotten as much as a traffic ticket in his life, finds himself in what he believes or she believes to be a life and death situation and draws their firearm in what they believe to be defense of imminent threat to themselves. And you get a bad guy, calls 911 or whatever the case may be, and maybe an overzealous police officer who might not be clear on the law, because we all know that happens. Now this person finds themselves charged with a crime and facing a mandatory minimum sentence, and they contact you. What are the first things that you do when you discuss this with this person?
Well, first of all, it's the type of situation where every situation is completely different. There are some people who are going to have a case that really falls within the new immunity law, where you know that they're not going to prosecute, or you know that if they do prosecute, it should be dismissible. That happens, and that's where the new law can be great. And that's usually when somebody's breaking into a house or breaking into an occupied vehicle. Other than that, everything is kind of iffy. But you've got to sit down with the individual. A typical interview on a self-defense type of case runs anywhere from an hour and a half to 2.5 hours. Anything less than an hour and a half, I just haven't had in my my career. At that time, there has to be some thinking done on the case because you get an initial impression, and then you have to think about it. You really don't know how you're going to handle it immediately. If you do, there's something wrong with you, because you got to figure out what you want to do, how you want to do it, what your goals are, what the possibilities are. You may want to polygraph the client. Sometimes that's very helpful. Sometimes you want to contact the state attorney's office as quickly as possible once you've got the information that you need and the things that you want to tell them, hey, don't make a filing decision on this that we'll all regret. There are facts about this case that should be discussed before you do that. Because once the state attorney's office makes up their mind, and they generally do that anywhere within a period of 10 to 20 days, once they've done that, if it goes into court, then everything becomes a lot more difficult. At that point, it's harder to change anybody's mind or change their thinking. So there are a lot of things that go into each individual case. And, of course, everything depends. I mean, if a weapon is discharged, you're now looking at 20 years, not 3 years. So it can get pretty hairy sometimes. And, of course, some of the cases are just CCF cases, which are carrying concealed firearm. Those are felonies. Sometimes you've got a person that has no record whatsoever and has an excuse or pure ignorance, and you can talk the state into filing it as a misdemeanor rather than a felony. There are all sorts of things. I mean, you know, I've been doing it for 35 years.
You've probably seen it all. Let me ask you this. You've heard the old adage, better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6. Any truth to that? You know, sometimes the legal system gets very murky. Do you want to have to go in front of a jury? Again, I know I'm asking a very broad brush, painted broad brush loaded question, but what's your advice there? I mean, obviously, if you can plea this.
The only time you ever go in front of a jury is when the state is only offering jail time. If there's any other way to work it out, the risk is usually too great to take. Most clients will tell you, you know, I can go on probation, I can lose my firearms rights, but I can't go to jail for 3 years or 20 years or 15 years or whatever it is because, you know, it'll ruin my life, it'll destroy my family. When I get out, I won't have any finances, and all those things are true. So what my job is normally when we're facing a mandatory minimum is to put the case in status where the state attorney's office is also looking to resolve the case in a non-trial fashion in something that's reasonable to everybody. I mean, that's my job. Normally, I'm successful in that. The only time you go to trial, if you know what you're doing, is when you really don't have a choice. Because the risk is just too great a trial. You don't know what kind of jury you're going to get. I can tell you that I've won cases that nobody should have won in a million years because when the jury walked out, I said, wow, I'm going to win, you know. And I've had cases where it's just been the opposite, where I had a case that, you know, should have been won, and you look at the jury and you go, oh, my God, you know, there's no way in the world we're going to be able to win this case. I mean, they've already decided, and there's no way to change their mind. And that happens. I mean, if you talk to any attorney who's tried cases, and I've tried over 1,000 cases, I mean, not all jury trials. I've tried probably over about 230 jury trials. But if you try a lot of cases, you know you're going to win some cases that you shouldn't be able to win. You're going to lose some cases that you shouldn't be able to lose. It's just a numbers game to a certain respect, and you can't put your client in a numbers game. I mean, because you don't know who the jury's going to be. You don't have a crystal ball.
Yeah, nobody knows what side anybody is going to wake up on the bed on any given day. I want to tell you a quick story here before we bring our next guest in. As I mentioned before, I spent many years in Tampa, Florida, and I owned a business for a number of years down there, and I kept getting the jury notice, you know, notices all the time, and it was a hardship for me because I couldn't leave my office. I was running it myself, and I put it off, and then the next year they started coming again, and I finally said, you know, they're just going to keep hounding me. I'm going to go ahead and do this. So I did, just to get it over with, not to mention the fact I did want to do it. You know, it's a civic duty that I wanted to perform. And I finally found myself with some employees and the time to do so. I got called in in the first group down at Hillsborough County Courthouse, and it wound up being a self-defense trial where it was a gentleman on trial for two shootings, and he was claiming self-defense. And, of course, you know, they questioned the jury, the prosecutor and the attorneys questioned the jury. They asked me if I would be able to, you know, they asked me some questions. Would you be able to give this man a fair trial, knowing what the charges are, this, that, and the other thing? And anyway, they asked me a question that led me to answer that I absolutely would. I told them that I was a concealed carry permit holder, and I absolutely believed in the right to self-defense, and I could certainly be fair. I got kicked out.
Right.
I was not accepted for that jury. Why? Can you tell us? Why didn't they want me? I should be the man that they wanted on that jury. Isn't that what the state wants for a fair trial?
No, well, you know, when you're selecting a jury, as a lawyer, you don't want anybody who you might have problems from. You know, you want to get the jurors who are best for your side. Prosecution wants to do that. Defense wants to do that. Never happens. You never get the jurors that you want. So what it really comes down to is you kick off the jurors that you're afraid that might hurt your case.
John, we've got 30 seconds before break, about 20. So if you can wrap that up quick, I hate to cut you short, my friend.
Yeah, well, as a prosecutor, you don't want somebody who's a concealed weapons holder on a self-defense case because they're going to probably side with the defendant. It's just that simple.
Yeah, it's amazing. I thought, wow, I'm the person that they should want on this. I'm the person that could look at this in a fair manner, and I'm the one that got kicked out. John, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be right back after the break, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, on Armed American Radio with Mr. Alvin Pettit from Strike Back Technologies. Don't change the dial.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe.
So now is the time to act.
If you need a partner to work on your behalf,
call now to get maximum savings off your debts.
Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191.
800-804-0191.
If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
My producer just told me I was clear. Sean did, and I thought I'd really like to listen to that song. That's good stuff. We are back on Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters, the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine and the author of the just released, co-author of the just released book, Lessons from Armed America. It's available across the country now at whitefeatherpress.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, and will soon be in stores in a few months, and you'll be able to pick it up at Borders and Books a Million and everywhere else. Unbelievable pieces of literature are written. Bottom line is you need it. The foreword was written by Masad Ayoub, and it's really good stuff, so check it out. Kathy does an unbelievable job with her tactical analysis of some of the life and death scenarios that I cover, and it's something that you want on your bookshelf, believe you me. If you're not familiar with carrying a gun, if you're not used to carrying a gun, if you have a gun, you carry it from time to time, maybe you're not comfy cozy around firearms, you don't have enough time to train. Training's expensive nowadays too, let's face facts. The bottom line is you want to have some type of personal protection with you. And there are an awful lot of opportunities for you. One of them is the non-lethal types. And Mr. Alvin Pettit of Strike Back Technologies joins me on Armed American Radio right now to discuss some of those non-lethal forms of self-defense. And, you know, they don't just, you don't have to carry them solo. You can carry them as a complement to a weapon as well. Alvin, welcome to Armed American Radio. You're on the broadcast. Thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you.
Hey, Mark, thanks for having me. I appreciate you letting me come on.
Not a problem. Listen, you know, we get into a lot of conversations here about the gun, and obviously it's Armed American Radio, and from time to time I'll get an email or sometimes we'll get a phone call about, you know, I'm not comfortable carrying a gun. What options do I have available to me? And Strike Back Technologies has those options available, and I think it's, I'd be doing the listeners a disservice if we didn't talk about that from time to time, because you can't carry your gun with you everywhere legally, sometimes, and, you know, we want some options. Tell us about some.
Well, you know, it's we decided, my wife and I started Strike Back Technologies. It's been probably a year and a half ago, and just for that very reason, actually her and I are both ex-police officers, saw a lot of instances where, you know, either, you know, guns were involved, but also, you know, maybe for lack of a better way, guns should have been involved. And you know, somebody was there with no way to defend themselves. So we decided to offer the non-lethal products really for those people that either, like you said, they're not interested or not, I'm sorry, not interested, not comfortable carrying a firearm. Or like you said, that, you know, you can't carry it all the time. You know, you're in a, I don't know, you're in a school function, you're in a, you know, a government building, or even if you look at some of the malls, I'm in Virginia, there's some malls here that, you know, the property owner has prohibited carrying a firearm. So, you know, it just, you know, it gives the option, and the stuff that we have, there's no permits required, there's no, we don't sell anything that requires any kind of permit, nor can it get you into any trouble carrying it concealed. So it gives the our customers that sense of safety, peace of mind, if you will, that they do have a way to protect themselves should the bad stuff go down. And you know, that's what we're looking for, is peace of mind. We want everybody to feel like, don't be afraid to go out, don't be afraid to walk somewhere. You know, you can have a piece of equipment to help protect yourself should the need arise.
Well, you're in a very gun-friendly state in Virginia, obviously. Yep, sure. And, you know, I'm curious. I was watching television a few months back and actually mentioned it on this broadcast. In the middle of the night, I heard the word self-defense, and I kind of perked up. You know, you don't hear that on a commercial on national television that often, and it was a C2 Taser commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Sheriff Arpaio from the great state of Arizona on there, and a number of other self-defense experts talking about the taser as a primary weapon. In fact, we had Masad Ayoub, the one and only, on the broadcast and asked him about that a little bit. And, you know, obviously a taser is not going to replace a gun, but it can in a situation like you were just talking about. Now, you guys carry tasers, stun guns. First of all, tell the listeners, what's the difference between a taser and a stun gun? Let's start with that.
Well, the taser has the barbs that shoot out, you know, and the civilian models are 15 feet of lead wire, so you don't have to get too up close and personal, you know, should an attacker try to do something to you. So you've got that option where you can shoot those electrodes out. They attach to the person, and they work on NMIs, neuromuscular inhibitors, and to disable that attacker. A stun gun, on the other hand, does require you to get up close and personal, and I love Mossad's, his famous quote, attackers don't make appointments, and I get that a lot where people say, well, I don't want to get that close, and Mossad, if you're listening, I hope you don't make me charge me royalties, because I use that quote a lot.
Well, he's mentioned it here on this broadcast, and I can assure you that we've talked about it here. He's been on this program 3 times, and believe you me, it's not, you know, that third time was not the last time.
Yeah.
He's a great guest to have on. Oh, yeah, but, you know, obviously the stun gun is going to require you. It's like the difference between a knife and a firearm.
Right. Exactly.
And you hear from professional instructors that the guy with the knife, it's almost a sexual thrill. He's got to get up close and personal and on top of you.
Right.
To do his dirty work. Now, the tasers are at a distance. Pepper sprays.
Yep.
You know, they have some advantages and some disadvantages.
Yeah, they do.
What are they?
Yeah, the disadvantages are, you know, you've got to, first of all, you've got to hit them in the face. So you've got to have some pretty good aim. And you've got to remember, you're going through that adrenal dump. You're being attacked. You're going to start, you know, oh, my God, what's going on? And you know, you're going to be hopefully able, with your training that you've done, be able to hit him in the face with it. But if you've got wind blowback, you know, as a cop, I had to take hits of pepper spray in the academy. It's not something you want to do on a regular basis, and certainly not if you can not have it done to you. So, you know, the wind blowback makes you have to go through some of the issues that your attacker does too. So, you know, those are disadvantages. The advantages are, again, you've got that space. You've got the ability to hit them, you know, 10, 15 feet away. Well, probably more closer to 10 feet away, you know, to be able to at least disable them. However, if you've got an attacker that is, for example, and I've had personal experience, they're, you know, pumped up on PCP, for example, pepper spray may not do anything to them, you know, and that's the, the oh darn time frame.
Well, that might be the expandable baton time frame, too, because we all know what a good whack to the knee will do to a figure skater with an expandable baton. You know, everybody out there remembers what happened there. And I mean,
yeah,
but those expandable batons, let's talk a little bit about that, because they are now in Florida. Let's make this mention. In Florida, a concealed weapons license is just that. It's a concealed weapons license.
Right.
In Georgia, it's a pistol permit that allows you to carry concealed or open. And most states are a pistol permit of some sort, concealed
as
pistol
Virginia,
permit.
Yeah.
Virginia is the same way. So, you know, everybody out there wants to check the laws in their respective areas. You know, I know in Georgia that, a knife has to be certain length or, you know, there's no permit for it. You can be harassed and arrested and charged for carrying a concealed weapon. Talk to us about the expandable batons.
The expandable batons, again, here, at least in Virginia, are legal to carry concealed. The Virginia statute 18.2.308 for concealed weapons specifies a spring stick, and what we carry are the expandable batons like the Monadnock or the Asp, if you're familiar with those, where you actually have to flip them open. Flick of the wrist flips them open, so they're not a spring stick. But what they do, the ones we carry, they expanded 26 inches. They're steel. They're certainly to the knee, to the arm, something like that, are very, very effective.
Now, they don't have to be used necessarily either to whack somebody with that thing like Tanya. Those things can also be used in the martial arts. And if anybody's ever seen, Heck Massad talks about it
right.
on some of his commercials on the Outdoor Channel on Best Defense TV.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike and Rob, those two hosts up there, have been on this program a couple times, and I've watched Mike use it. He's an expert in the martial arts, and they're very effective for disarming somebody, for
Absolutely.
Taking them down to their knees,
right.
for doing whatever you need to do. So I guess in a nutshell, how does this work for gun owners? We've got just about 50 seconds before we have to cut out for the first hour, Alvin. It goes fast. I apologize.
That's okay.
Give us your recommendations for somebody who carries a gun or who doesn't carry a gun. What do they need to know, and what can they use?
Well, if they carry a gun, like, you know, I'm personally licensed to carry, but I also carry a stun gun with me. We also have the little coup batons, if you're familiar with those. And again, the courts like to see an escalation of force. They don't want to think that you're out there just, going to shoot somebody. It's got to be in the appropriate time frame. So the non-lethal option gives you that escalation that you can get them away, get protect yourself and get away. Not stand there and fight with them, not stand there and go toe-to-toe. Do what you have to do and get out of there.
Yeah, that's great advice. And I want to let everybody know you can catch you at Strike Back Tech. StrikeBackTech.com, StrikeBackTech.com to check out some of your products.
Exactly.
Highly recommended. Alvin, we appreciate you being on the broadcast.
Mark, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. You'll be back on again, too.
Love to.
So what we've got to do, everybody, is now prepare for hour number two. That's right, Mountain Home, Arkansas, hour number two. We'll be right back with Dr. Bruce Eimer and Mr. Tom Powell, criminologist Tom Powell, who's going to discuss some FBI uniform crime statistics. We'll also get to some emails that we got. See ya in a few minutes.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now.